I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The National Bison Range near Charlotte has a way of anchoring itself in a local sense of where they come from and who they are now. Dave Stipe remembers as a kid taking visitors out to the range to see the herd.
I mean, we grew up in our heart lunches eating the buffalo and the deer and the elk from the bison range.
Now, as a Lake County commissioner, Stipe is part of a group working alongside the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to outline how the range and a few nearby wildlife refuges will be managed in the future. These refuges are long overdue for new plans. Planning was delayed in 2016 when the Obama administration proposed that the Fish and Wildlife Service would transfer management of the range to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, while the federal government held on to the land itself. Last year, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke reversed course and announced the service would retain management. Though dozens of people turned out for meetings when it looked like the tribes would take over management, only a handful of people attended a series of open houses this week about five ideas the service is considering for future management.
They're still very conceptual. If you look at it, they don't have a great degree of specificity.
Bernardo Garza is a natural resources planner with the service. He says the service is looking at five different alternatives, which will guide management decisions on the National Bison Range and the Lost Trail, Nine Pipe, and Pablo National Wildlife Refuges for the next 15 years.
They're very general because we're saying these are our first ideas. What do you think of these ideas?
One idea, basically keep things the way they are now.
It establishes a baseline that allows us to compare impacts and compare consequences with what we call the action alternatives.
All of the six people who attended the Charlotte Open House Thursday said current staffing and funding levels at the bison range aren't enough to maintain a healthy herd. Another alternative would focus on visitor experience.
The refuge would gear all of its management towards improving the quality of experience for all the visitors, for all the hunters, fishermen, fishing people, all of the environmental education.
A third would support resilient habitat and species diversity and restore natural processes.
In that case, we will be de-emphasizing public uses, we'll be de-emphasizing special concern for threatened and endangered species, but we'll be favoring a more natural processes type of management for the refuge.
The fourth idea would manage for key species like bison, wolverine, lynx, and grizzly bears.
All of the actions in the refuge, the visitor services program, the infrastructure, all of the staffing will be directed towards what are the needs of these species that we want to focus on.
Finally, the fifth alternative emphasizes landscape-level conservation through partnerships. Garza says the service will spend the next 1 to 2 years analyzing potential impacts and hearing public feedback before selecting one alternative. The service is working with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Lake and Sanders Counties. Brian Upton, an attorney for the CSKT, says while the tribes haven't chosen an alternative they prefer, they're looking for ways to partner and potentially co-manage the bison range.
We've always viewed that as a good way for the tribes to be reunited with the land and the buffalo at the bison range. And as you know, the tribes are the landowner for the Nine Pipe and Pablo refuges, so involvement and partnership in that way makes sense.
Co-management isn't part of the current planning process, and it would be decided after a plan is finalized. Susan Renault has actively followed the planning process. She attended the meeting in Charlotte wearing a furry bison hat.
And my preference would be none of these alternatives, because I don't see anything in them, frankly, that are what really goes back to what needs to happen.
Renault says the refuges, and the bison range especially, need higher levels of staffing and funding. The Fish and Wildlife Service is accepting comments on the five proposed alternatives through May 25th. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. In Charlotte, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.